Live music, indeed, a staple here on WISO, and we have some of it for you right now. We're really excited to welcome this band back into the studio. They visit us from time to time here on Kaleidoscope, but it is a rare treat to have the full band, full drums, electric style. So really, really excited to share this with you. They've got a new album coming. We'll talk more about that here in just a moment. But first, we're going to hand things over to the WISO Performance Studio for some live music from old news.
Thank you. way too slow.
It's Old News, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. They've got a new release. It's called Silver Linings. We're going to talk to you about that here in just a moment. And they're going to have another live one for us in just a second, just doing a quick instrument switcheroo. In the meantime, you can connect with them via our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. We've got some details on a couple of upcoming shows that they've got in May, both in Cincinnati and Dayton there as well. And coming soon, a link to where you'll be able to find that new release. You can connect at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. And of course, keep it locked right here on 91.3 because Old News has some more live ones for us. And we're going to get a little taste of that recorded action as well. And here we go with another live one from Old News. Take it away, you guys.
Wash away my pillow. On the way, my love. If you're thinking of me, sometimes I get lonely. Sometimes I can't be. It's not that I don't love you. It's clear the sun. Thank you.
looking for my soul.
It's Old News, live on Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at yso.org. Welcome back, you guys.
Thanks for having us, Julia.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So it's been a little while since we've had you, I don't think we've ever had this exact configuration of the band.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Which is kind of a running thing,
yep.
Just saying. tell me a little bit about this particular lineup and how long this formation of the band has been in place.
Okay. Well, I'll start by going around the circle here. To my left is Mr. Casey Abbott playing electric guitar. Got Mr. Carl Wosheets over here on the drums, supreme. Mr. Rob Sparr on bass guitar. Kelsey Young on keys. And myself over here on this acoustic guitar. And Casey and Robbie and Kelsey and I have been playing together for maybe like 3 years at this point, kind of off and on. And Kelsey's always kind of sang with us, but she'll play the keys, but she never really. So we kind of encouraged her to start coming out. This is actually only the maybe third time that we've played with Kelsey in a performance environment. Carl came to us about 2 years ago and started playing occasionally like a single tom setup. So a real stripped back drum kit until he proved his worth. And then we, piece by piece, he got more of a drum kit as the weeks went by. And
it even sparkles.
There's
a power to the to the drums happening there.
Everyone in this room, though, was a part of the recording of the album 2 years ago. So,
well, let's talk a little bit about that. I know that you went in with Patrick Himes at Real Love. Tell me a little bit about the process of putting this one together.
The wizard, Patrick Himes. Seems like every week you have someone who's recorded an album at his studio.
Either Patrick or Micah.
It seems to be the case.
Yeah.
So we decided to go sit in at Real Love. We bought some 2-inch tape and ended up buying 3 reels of it, and we filled a bunch. And ultimately, we had a great time. I personally had an excellent time. It was my first time in the studio. I think it was everyone here. Maybe Carl. Carl had some studio experience that were. Kelsey put a lot of work into helping with the arranging of the harmonies. Robbie and her and Chris Blank, who's not here with us this evening but is also on the recording, it was our first time I think we actually had like a harmony practice. We had like 5 of them. So we tracked, pretty much recorded the bulk majority of the album in a live take. So like the core of it, myself and Robbie, and so like 4 or 5 piece live, and then we did some dubs with John Lardinois playing violin. Mr. Max Nunnery did banjo and some lap steel.
I think we got through like 6 songs in one day.
We actually filled both reels,
so nice.
like 60 minutes basically worth of music in an 8-hour period. And Dan, I think that covers almost everybody that participated. We don't often get to play in like a real, the full shebang. I think maybe the New Old Fashions album release, I think, was the only time at Jilly's that we got to play as like a 12 piece.
Yeah.
Most places don't have those inputs. You don't have those inputs.
It's true.
when you have that liberty in the studio, we told ourselves we were going to record it all live, do it all in that, one fell swoop, but schedules, getting 12 people in the same room.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you've ever been to Real Love, you'll know that you can't get 12 people in that place. There's a lot of amazingness surrounding you in the room. But we had an excellent time recording it, and it's just been a long time coming. So we're finally stoked, I think, to put it out there.
Well, and even though you did do some overdubs, going mostly live to tape, in analog, there's an art to that, both from the recording engineer's perspective and the musician's perspective. You know, we talked about those harmony rehearsals and stuff, but was there anything that you guys were thinking of in terms of the songs to be able to really capture them in that analog style or take advantage of the analog style?
I think maybe we might have been a little too green to really abuse the format. You know, we were really excited to get in there and do it. And as is the case with old news, like, it's different every time. So we were, you know, I think is a blessing for Patrick as much as it was for us. You know, a lot of the stuff was recorded in one take. Not because we didn't want to spend the money or anything. It's just it worked out that we've been so rehearsed with the material that it went really, really smoothly. And that kind of, like, some of the tempos changed that day. Like, I don't think we played some of those songs in that same tempo since then. You know, because you don't have that same energy that you do in the live environment. You lose the crowd element of it. But we're open to that, and we just kind of responded to it on the fly. And we'd played the song so many times that it really, if they're a little bit slower or a little bit faster, it's not the end of the world. You know,
a recording is merely a moment in time.
It is. It's very much a snapshot, and especially for us, you know.
Well, we are talking about Old News' new release. It's called Silver Linings. How will folks be able to get their hands on it when it's officially released?
So it'll be up on Bandcamp here by the end of the month, as well as iTunes, Spotify, you know, all the standard. You know, most everyone goes through CD Baby at this point, and they kind of handle all that distribution. So there's, like, when I looked at the list, there's like 12 streaming things that I had absolutely never heard of. But it'll be on there. So
all of the places.
Yeah, if you happen to really dig some obscure app for your music streaming service, it'll be on there.
Excellent. And what is next for you all? I see you have a couple of shows coming up, both in Cincinnati and in Dayton at the Yellow Cab.
Yeah, our friend Nicholas Johnson. I'm not sure if he had an opportunity to come and chat with you ever here in the YSO studios, but he recorded an album called Shady Pines, Volume 1, finished it, also recorded it with Patrick Himes, believe it or not. And then he hopped on a plane, and him and his wife flew and now live in Milan. So he's actually got a fair amount of interest in what he's doing over there. And he came back last year, not quite this time, and we got an opportunity to play with him. He kind of is forced to do like a hodgepodge. Like, he calls it, it's Nicholas Johnson and the Same Old Strangers. So it's like, you know, who he has to pull from the scene, learn the music, and then he plays maybe like a week worth of shows. So we're playing with him at the Southgate House Revival on May 10th. And then May 19th, we're at the Yellow Cab with the Neverly Brothers, which is a shortened version of Shrug. It's Tim and Todd Widener of Shrug, and then Buffalo Wobbs and the Price Hill Hustle. I hear those guys are pretty good.
I have been told, yes, and they have been on the show to demonstrate how air quotes good, aka awesome, they are.
Yeah, we're really excited for that show, and we're just right now trying to book things that are out of town, out of our comfort zone, and kind of stretch our legs a little bit, see where we can take it.
Awesome. Well, and as we're heading into warmer months and festival season, are you looking to kind of make the rounds there as well?
I don't know if we'll do as many festivals this year. I know that I talked with Brad Denson briefly about Miami Valley Music Festival because they had huge storms that basically tore up half of what they had invested a lot of the money from the years into. So if we get an opportunity to help them out with that, there's a good chance that we'll do that. But you know, honestly, we're like 2 years removed from the studio. So, you know, everything we're playing tonight, none of that is on the record. This is all new material since. And we're kind of eager to get back in and record it all as quickly as humanly possible so that we don't have to wait so long before sharing it with you.
I'm always curious about that, you know, when there is sort of that gap of time between recording and releasing, does it get tricky when you're thinking about set lists and all that? Because I've talked to so many bands that are like, oh my gosh, by the time everybody else gets to hear the music, we're tired of those songs and have moved on about five steps and are like eager to get the new material out there.
I think there's some of that, but also like just by virtue of the instrumentation that we currently work with, you know, we're not booking so many shows with like the traditional folk instruments. So that not only dictates like what songs we play, but how we even play or address the ones that we would and can mm-hmm. adapt. So it's like it's always, you know, I think that sometimes these guys surprise me by saying that they're totally comfortable with something that, you know, I it's not that I would give it more time. It's just like, you know, it's new and everybody gets to speed. We play it. We still practice every week. So we'll throw in new ones. And it's kind of over the last 6 months, I've written a lot, and a lot of that stuff I haven't even brought to the band because we're still working on the other 15 that didn't get recorded, you know, so. There's a lot of material there, you know, and my goal, you know, hold me to it. My goal is to have, you know, 20 songs on the interwebs by the end of the year. So,
you said it on the radio, so now it has
to
happen.
Yeah, you know, and in different, you know, we have the luxury of we can swap it up. You know, Casey and I have gone and played like the Thursday night showcase at Yellow Cab, and Carl and I have done, you know, like the open mic, and you know, it's like we can pretty much pair up. And go do this, you know, anywhere, and you'll get some version of it. We don't really tell you what you're getting until you get there.
Your experience may vary.
Exactly. It keeps it fresh, and you know, we will practice material, and like the songs that we picked tonight, everyone kind of picked one song that they wanted to showcase, and you know, all of them are things that we've not played on the radio at any point in time. So we're excited about the new material. We're excited about the way that the sound has evolved and progressed, and hearing, you know, the keys and all the work that, you know, with Carl now here, like it makes it a little bit easier. It was much more rhythmic based with the strings, and Carl takes a lot of of the load off, and allows Robbie to like start actually putting these riffs and, you know, his little touches into the, you know. So it's like now we have Kelsey leading on her keys and Casey leading on his guitar and Robbie leading on his bass. So, you know, I'm going to have to step up my game.
We're talking with Old News. Their new release is called Silver Linings, and it'll be out on all of the digital outlets soon, especially on their Bandcamp. And we've got a link up to that, as well as some upcoming show dates on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. We're going to hear a little taste of something from the album, but first we're going to hear some more live ones. You guys ready to play a little more for us?
Yes.
Yeah. All righty. Can take it away whenever you're ready. It's Old News, live on Kaleidoscope.
Carpet in your hair.
my surprise.
Thanks again for having us, Julia.
Bright, oh, my year.
It's Old News live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. They have a new release coming soon. It's called Silver Linings, and it'll be available digitally. We've got a link up to their Bandcamp page, so you can go ahead and bookmark that in anticipation. You can also catch them live in May at Southgate House Revival and at the Yellow Cab. We've got info on both of those shows at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio as well. We're going to take you out on one from the new release, and this is kind of a special one. It's an instrumental. You guys want to introduce this?
Yeah. It's we never came up with a name for it, so it's instrumental tape on the CD, but it's affectionately referred to as Dreamporium. And during the recording process, there was a moment where we were just filling some tape, and it was raining, thunderstorming, and Casey played what you're about to hear. And he played it until the tape ran out. The tape ran out, and you'll hear it.
This is Old News from their new release, Silver Linings. You guys, thank you so much for being here. This was such a pleasure.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.